Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is one of the all-time greats, the Hall of Famer. He pitched 9 seasons for the Astros, 5 for the Rangers, so he's very familiar with each franchise. We say good morning to Nolan Ryan. How are you?
Well, I'm doing all right. I'm sitting here at the campfire, and I'm spit roasting a creek caught carp and having a pterodactyl egg omelet. And you know, I found a pterodactyl frozen in amber in this cave where I've been sleeping, so I just chiseled it out and found an egg in it, and so I fried it up with some hot sauce.
How's it taste?
You know, it tastes all right. It tastes a little out of date, but you know, eggs go bad after a while.
Yeah, imagine.
It's amazing. You're worth who knows how much money, but you're still living off the land.
Well, I'm just kind of an old school man's man, I guess, in that.
Yeah.
Well, did you catch any baseball last night? The Rangers win over the Astros?
No, I'm not too interested in baseball anymore and that. But yeah, I'm not rooting for the Rangers.
How come?
You're not.
And I'm also not rooting for the Astros. Because, I mean, I don't know if a lot of your TV viewers remember, but, you know, that didn't end well for me at both of those organizations.
Right.
Yeah.
I think each one of them fired my son Reed, and that pissed me off, so I hate both of them.
That may have actually been the case.
I especially hated that punk-ass John Daniels, was there.
Still hold that grudge.
Yeah, but I was on hold on the telephone, and I seemed like I've been on hold for a long time, and let me get this straight. Did I hear y'all celebrating a Ranger pitcher going 6 1/3 innings?
Yeah, shutout ball, though.
It was the story last night.
I would have considered that about the least quality start of my career. I thought it was a failure if I didn't go at least 8 innings, and now y'all are all happy about 6 1/3. I guess I don't get that.
Modern-day baseball.
It's a different game now.
I mean, if you guys left your job 2/3 of the way through it, would your employer think that was a success?
Yeah, I guess when you put it that way, it's a little shaky.
I guess I don't understand, you know, modern baseball and that. And I bet none of these pitchers have ever worn a loincloth and killed their own breakfast and bathed in its blood, as per Mayan tradition.
No, probably not. You're probably the only one.
That's what I do. You know, the only current baseball guy that I know that has done that is BB.
BB?
Bruce Bochy.
Oh.
Yeah, he and I hang out from time to time.
I can see that.
Do manly stuff.
Yeah.
Like build a car out of old beer cans and give each other tattoos using a heated needle and burnt motor oil for ink, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Guy stuff, regular stuff.
Yep, yeah.
Now, Ruth don't like them. She says every time BB and I hang around, we come back home too late and laughing with one of us nursing a knife wound and the other one naked from the waist down, covered in the blood of a rival gang.
But, oh, my gosh. What?
Well, I can see why she doesn't like you hanging out with
her. But it's all good fun.
Oh,
it's
okay. Just fun. Yeah, just fun.
See, you can see why who doesn't like hanging around?
Ruth.
Keep my wife's name out of your mouth.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, we're going to.
Sorry, Nolan.
Guess who?
It was a Bruce Bochy joke.
Right.
Guess who's been giving me fits again?
Who's that?
The Japanese snow monkeys.
Wow.
All right, they're back.
Yeah. I've been battling them down on my farm.
Have you?
Yeah, they stole my baler and they hooked it up to an underpowered tractor and tipped the whole thing into the stock tank. And then they broke into my classic car barn and they stole my DeLorean and got it up to 88 so they could go back in time and stop me from going full like turn on Robin Ventura.
How elaborate.
Yeah, but the joke was kind of on them because I had already cloned myself and pre-time traveled so I could stop them from forking the timeline and preventing my assault on Ventura.
Yeah.
So I stopped them. My clone stopped him by mowing him down in the parking lot outside the game, and then when I looked inside their DeLorean, which was originally mine,
you know, right.
I found their notebook of detailed plans, and their next task was killing Hitler and then preventing 9/11. So I kind of feel bad about
that. Oh, man.
Oh, no.
At least I still beat up Robin Ventura.
But they stopped there first. That's kind of strange that they wouldn't go.
Well, and Morgan Latham.
Well, do you want to make a pick? I mean, the Rangers are up 1-0. Do you think they're going to do this?
Yeah, I just have one thing to say about all that, and that's go Diamondbacks.
Oh, he didn't like either
for Arizona.
Team.
Yeah. Okay. All right, there goes Nolan.